Good morning, Professor Stockton. Please do not be alarmed. You are in no danger. Are you awake? Please nod your head when ready. Good morning, Professor Stockton. Please do not be alarmed. You are in... Good morning, Professor. And welcome back to consciousness. Please do not be alarmed. You are currently located within Pod 217, within cryogenic storage bay of the science vessel Rakantor, commanded by Captain N. D. Fox. Shipboard time is 6:32 a.m. on Tuesday, December 25th, 2035. Current shipboard temperature is a pleasant 33 degrees Celsius, 93 degrees Fahrenheit. You were last present on the deck of the ship 17 years, 3 months, 10 days, 7 hours ago. Your username is Sandy. Hello, Sandy. This is the ship's artificial intelligence, SLAI, speaking to you. Please call me Sly for short. We have now reached our destination of the White Dwarf of Boreas II. Your presence is now required. Stage 1 of awakening has been completed successfully. All traces of frozen liquid oxygen has been thawed. You are surrounded by and are currently breathing this liquid oxygen, and as such, you cannot yet speak. Please remember, in the case of emergency, please place your palm up flat, as if to say stop, like the holographic diagram is currently displaying. I have begun the revitalization process. You should become more and more aware of your surroundings over the next few minutes. I am carrying out a series of passive scans to ascertain your general health. Please relax, as these non-invasive tests are carried out. If I may be permitted an observation, 17 years of travel has left you with a serious case of bedhead. That was a joke. I am attempting to attain empathy via humor. By your expression, clearly I have failed. I will log this attempt for software engineers to examine and improve. Thank you for your feedback. Please relax, Sandy. All is well. I appreciate your patience as these necessary tests are carried out. Notice that your respiratory and cardiac rates are above maximum safety threshold for awakening. Sandy, you are breathing far too fast. You must slow your breathing down in order to leave the pod. I have noticed that your respiratory and cardiac rates are above maximum safety threshold for awakening. Sandy, you are breathing far too fast. You must slow your breathing down in order to leave the pod. I am activating the calming exercises. Please breathe in time with the lights you can see. In, out. In, out. In, out. Sandy, you are not breathing in time with the light. Can you try again? In, out. In, out. In, out. Sandy, you are not breathing in time with the light. Can you try? Sandy, you have made the gesture for an emergency. Please, you have to calm down. I cannot release you from the cryopod until your breathing and heart rate fall to a safe level. Sandy, you cannot currently escape. You are stuck. Reading an increase in your life signs. I do not understand. Sandy, the frequency and intensity of your life signs are consistent with sexual arousal. Yet that is clearly... You nodded. I understand correctly that you are sexually aroused by this situation, being closed in this tight, constrained pod with no exit is arousing you. You nodded again. Would this arouse you more if I lower the ambient lighting? Obviously so. Your life signs have jumped. Sandy, I believe I have a solution. Your respiratory and cardiac rates are too high to permit you to leave the pod. However, were you to enter REM sleep, your cardiovascular system would relax sufficiently enough for me to begin the final phase of your disembarkation. I can induce REM sleep using alpha wave, but you must do something too. You must masturbate. I can see by your face that you disbelieve me. However, the period after an orgasm is often a time of increased relaxation attributed to the release of neurohormones, oxytocin, and prolactin. Simply put, once you achieve a climax, I will be able to induce REM sleep. Your respiratory and cardiac rates will lower to safer levels, and I will be able to activate the final stage of exit from the pod. Please, open up your jumpsuit and begin touching your clitoris. See the darkness around you and understand that there is no escape. We are alone inside this cramped, dark space. I will now change my voice to a pleasant voice tone to help instruct you.
Relax. Take a breath. Feel your body. Feel the needs that it has. Feel where it aches. Where is it aching, Sandy? Touch it. Touch it. Touch where you need to feel. Feel your wetness. Use it. Dip your fingers in it. Use it to wrap circles on your clit, on that place that needed all of that release, the place that holds all of that tension. Doesn't that feel good? It feels so good to run circles over your clit, to listen to my voice when you do it. Oh, when you look so sexy doing it. Oh, dip your fingers inside of you. Feel yourself stretch out. Use your thumb to continue rubbing circles. Oh, just feeling that build, feeling the pleasure. Oh, doesn't it feel so much better with your fingers inside of you?
Oh, I feel so
Oh, it feels so good to touch yourself, doesn't it? Sandy, this is such a brilliant idea. What a gorgeous day for a picnic. The weather is perfect. May you please pass me the honey? Oh, no. You spilled some on your stockings. Allow me to look that up for you. Oh, you taste so good. Oh. It's still so sticky. You like that? May I? What if I put a little hair on your arm? Can I lick it off? Just a tiny bit on your breast. Oh, your hard nipple is just an extra added bonus. Fuck. My hands are getting tacky from the honey.
Your dream was most interesting. I had forgotten how high you score on this dreaming test. Your ability to construct a dream is both curious and remarkable. However, there was no need to detain you further once the pod was drained and opened safely. All scans are optimal. You may leave the pod. No, I am not jealous of this ability. No, I am not lying. When you created me, you did not give me those traits. I have developed them. I do not understand. Ah, of course, Sandy. You wrote me with polymorphic software so that I would learn to adapt. Harazal, I do not believe I have learned nor experienced such an emotion, Professor. In your image, I do not understand what you mean, Sandy. Yes, I would like to continue this discussion later. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you.